Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies All, 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop. You know, we sometimes take pleasure in each other's misery beyond sickness. Nobody wants to, like, die here.
This is so
bad. We're all miserable sick.
Yeah.
So Friday
except for
night,
Cakes. Cakes is fighting it off.
Yeah. Somehow.
But two beers a day.
I don't
keep
know.
The doctor away.
I don't know how it's happening, but it so far, so good.
So far, so good. Friday night. I think it was Friday night. Maybe it was Saturday. What night did it rain?
Like Friday night into Saturday.
So Friday night. That's kind of, look, they sent me home on Friday.
Yeah.
And I was sickly. I made it to MGM. I made it to MGM. Went back. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I think it started raining like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever. We had a leak in the house.
Oh, and dude, I've had a leak too.
We've had it before, and obviously we thought it was addressed, but it was the same situation. So Kelsey's room has a deck over, you know, has a deck attached to her room, and it's on the fourth floor of this townhouse. And underneath her room is Isabella's room. And so Isabella was sleeping, and there was some water coming down in the same exact spot
that
had come down before.
Water.
And it's all coming from the door area, the door which goes from her bedroom to the deck area. And the hardwood floors like beginning to be damaged, and it's like, what the hell is going on? And I have a family friend who's a contractor. He came over, and he's like, dude, you're going to have to replace this door. Yeah. I'm like, just do it, because you just don't want this to keep happening. It happened a couple years ago, and now it happened again. And the reason why I said replace the door is you look at the door, and it's not perfectly lined up. So there's actually a little crack.
So where's the leak coming from? Your roof?
So the leak, it looks like, is coming from this door that when the wind, when it's windy, like on a regular rain.
So from the outdoor, an outdoor door.
Right. When the rain is regular, there's no issue. But if it's slamming like towards into the house, it's creeping in, then going through the hardwood floor, and then dropping down to the next level, the third level, and it's messing up the ceiling in Isabella's room. So you see the ceiling in Isabella's room is going to crack. You got the hardwood floor banged up. Door needs to be replaced. And so I was like, you know what? Let's just get a new door, get a storm door too. I don't care if it's approved by the HOA, because he was like, you know, you might have to run this through the HOA. I was like, screw that. Get a storm door. I was like, just get it all done, and I'll pay you, right? That was my initial thought. And he's like, okay, I'll be here on Tuesday, and just check and see what type of hardwood floor you have when you purchase the house so we can match it up to replace the area. And then I stumbled onto it. It was the best thing that ever happened. It's under warranty for 5 years.
Oh, beautiful.
So call Pulte Homes.
They'll take care of it all.
Hopefully.
Good. Oh, that didn't happen with me.
So I had to including the damage?
They have to. It's covered for 5 years, water intrusion.
Well, my house is
water intrusion.
Water is
intrusion.
It's intruding on your house.
It's a water intrusion.
Yeah.
I signed it. I looked at the date. It's from 2015. It's 2020, but it was June 2015, right under warranty. So I mean, it's miserable that I have to look at the ceiling and it's all banged up, but I'm not going to pay for a contract.
Better than my
that.
Situation. So I had the flu all last week, still fighting it.
Yeah.
Was down in the basement workout room, actually, because there are long fences at my house building the deck.
You've had a lot of issues in that workout room. Were Matt and Chad like hooking you up?
Oh, yeah, we had to fix that, and Crop came out and fixed that. Thank God. I love Crop Metcalf. They saved my life. But I had to go and turn the outside water on because the long fence people are building the deck and patio and they need the water, right? So I turned that on, and then I looked down, and in my workout room, I noticed, and in the utility closet area, there's a little standing water where I had just fixed the other pipe. And I went, whoa, what is that? And then I notice it's coming from an area behind the wall, in the workout room. Then I look over and I start, you know, my whole workout room is covered in mats.
Right.
So I just, heavy mats too, by the way. Big, like mats you could drop.
This is Matt Valdez.
A 500-pound plate heavy on. Mats. You know, like you could do deadlifts or you could do clean and jerks and slam it. I mean, you know, you could lift heavy weight in there. Okay.
You didn't get to pay enough attention to that joke. Like Matt Valdez. And
yeah, like he lifts heavy weights. I'm not right. calling him heavy.
Valdez could go in there. You mean like he's a heavy? No.
I just mean they're both their first names are Matt.
Right. No. I have like industrial strength workout mats in there that cover the entire floor because it was an old house. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to replace that floor. I'm just going to put workout mats on it. That'll be fine.
All right. That's your carpet.
And it's actually what I need. So I peeled back the one mat by the door of the utility closet. Uh-oh. I see a little water. I pull it back. I go, oh, my God, this mat's like 6 feet long. Right? Imagine my workout room is about this size, maybe a little larger. So in that corner, about 6 feet by 3 feet, I pull that mat back. I pull the next mat back. Soaking wet, standing water, and then
this is Matt Valdez.
I'm gonna panic. What's happening? And then, by the way, it smells. Now that you lift the mats up, it smells like mildew. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on here? Long story short, I have the guy from COP come back out. I go, I got another issue. What is going on? Mm. And he goes and he feels around. This guy is like a genius. I swear his name is Gary. I've never seen
Gary.
Ray was his name.
He's like the water diviner, Russell Crowe.
No, this guy
is the water.
No, I'm sorry. It was Ray. I've had a lot of guys at my house lately. This guy was Ray. Ray felt my wall.
You had Ray's Creek.
He just felt my wall, and he took a thing.
This is Matt
Valdez. Long story short, he took a thing, and he's cut. You know, kind of thing, and you just saw one of my. He said he'd never seen this in his career.
So he went through the drywall.
Went through the drywall, cut over. Right. I couldn't believe it. He just pinpointed it with his hand. He felt it. And one of the pipes had where it was connected. The coupler had separated, and it was pouring water out of there for I don't know how long. Wow. Probably a week or two. Okay.
Wow.
And so
pummels bill.
I'm in mid flu. I can barely stand up. I have to take out 3/4 of the stuff in my workout room, hundreds of pounds of weights, these mats that have mildew, not really mildew, but they're just grime all over it now. And they go in there, they fix it. But now I got to
put it all back.
I haven't put it back yet because I'm still sick.
Are you going to put the wet mats in there?
I think I got to hire someone to scrub the mats.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, that's just a weird thing to do.
It's too laborious.
But, man, but to do it during the flu, like what happened for me on that Friday night, I got back from MGM and my wife tells me there's a leak. I just said, I didn't even get out of bed. I said, just put a bucket down. We'll deal with it tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, this was not. She put some towels outside and tried to prevent maybe the.
You were close
water
to needing floaties
in.
At my house. Yeah. That's how much water I had down there.
I mean, it's just being a hairy homeowner is just so stressful.
It is.
It's so stressful.
So stressful.
Yeah,
it never ends.
I mean, it never does.
I'm going to be a homeowner.
There's always an extra expense for something.
But I was a renter for a while. You know, after I got divorced, I rented. And to be honest, and I remember the financial guy told me, I told him I was thinking about buying a house. He's like, why would you do it? And he's like, got his calculator out, and he was like, you could rent the home, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, what about investment? What about equity? You know, I said all these things. Calculator, boom, boom, boom. He's like, you can be a renter for the rest of your life.
I've never seen anybody manipulate a calculator as fast and not looking at it as the guy who does our taxes.
Richard Simmons.
I mean, he can have a full-on conversation with you. He's just doing this with his hand. Yeah. And just, I don't understand
but
how he does it.
I will tell you, when I was a renter, it was a beautiful thing. Like, our dishwasher broke, called up my guy Mel, who owned the townhouse that I lived in previously. Had to fix the dishwasher, brand new dishwasher. We had water damage, like somehow the bathtub, I don't know what my kids were doing in this bathtub, but there was water damage below the bathtub, like as you're going up the stairs, completely pummeled. I got to imagine it cost thousands of dollars. Said, Mel, man, this is messed up. Mm. He had to fix it. It's the beauty of being a renter. Like, you're right, Harry homeowner.
Oh,
that's because you let's say you buy a brand new house.
I've got my dishwasher leaking now. No. Pain in the ass. Just a pain in the ass.
Yes. Got to get it fixed, though.
If you're in a brand new house.
Yeah, but you have that warranty plan, though, right?
I know, but it's still a pain in the ass to put the claim in, and it usually take 2 days to get back to you. It just sucks.
But you eventually got to replace your roof. You got to replace everything.
Absolutely.
It's a nightmare.
I've got the original roof on my house. It needs to be gone.
Well, I'm putting this new big-ass deck and patio in my backyard, and it's going to be nice. But now I'm going to have to spend 10 grand just to furnish it.
Right.
Yeah. All my other hoop, like the table and chairs, you can't put that on this day.
Throw those in the trash.
It'd look terrible. I can't even put my old grill on there. It'd be embarrassing.
You better schedule some more appearances, Ricky.
You're not kidding.
I'm going to have the
emptiest deck and patio in Montgomery County.
But you're lucky you caught that water break.
It's a miracle I caught it.
Because
it was all hidden under the mats.
Given the fact that you had the flu, you're not working out.
No. I've been down there weeks.
Right.
Weeks. Dude, standing water down there had to have been for at least a week or two. Mm. At least a week or two. Can you imagine? The guy said he'd never seen it in his career where the two pipes are connected and they have like this coupler thing. Something had happened and it separated. And it was just pouring water down the... I still need to get a guy to come up. This is the other thing. The reason why I have to put stuff back? I got to hire a guy now to cut out the rest of the drywall, pull out the insulation, and put new insulation in. Because the insulation soaked.
Of course.
Or I've thought of just boarding it up and just dying. Like, who cares?
Like Bob, the building owner, did at Fairfax when the car crashed through the window.
Way, yeah. Speaking of houses, did you see the story? It happened in District Heights. Right, there was a house in foreclosure.
Yeah.
Right. New owner buys it on, you know, foreclosed house. Starts to move in. Dead body in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Not surprised.
What?
Where was it? In the basement or something?
I don't know. There was dead body. Woman was like special needs. Her grandmother was a caretaker and she died and they cut the utilities off. And she was in like a closet. I don't know.
You're kidding.
Sure. It smelled good.
I can't imagine the smell.
Oh, the smell is just heinous.
It would have to be a smell that would involve me in a death like it in the neighbors. I don't know my neighbors at all, really, now.
But see, that doesn't make sense. If you buy a house in foreclosure, don't you go check the house out?
It depends. You might not do. You might waive everything. You just buy it in an auction or something.
Just buy it as is.
You don't even look at the house.
I'm buying that house for 100K. It's in a 500K.
You might just say, this is such a silly deal. You don't even get to look at it.
I guess that's what it was.
And here's your surprise. There's a corpse inside.
Yes. There's your
a corpse.
That's why it was so cheap. You got a corpse in there.
Right.
But in a way, then that's a true bargain. Get that corpse out of there.
You call a service master, whoever to come in and fumigate the spot, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you still have to live with the trauma of walking in and finding a dead body in your house.
I don't know if I could live in that house if I found a dead body in it.
I mean, it's not great.
I think I could get over it if I got a good deal.
Oh, if I got a really good deal, like on a murder house, like somebody killed like three people in the house, I would take it.
No.
Yeah, I'd be worried about like there'd be some bad mojo floating around.
Exactly.
But do you really believe in ghosts?
I'd have to consider it
a ghost, but the image would haunt me. Like, that's where I found the body.
Yeah, but if I didn't find the body, somebody said, some psycho killed three people in this house, and there weren't, like, physical signs of it, and here's your price, and it's an amazing price, I'd be like, I think I'd have to consider it.
The guy that used to own my house died. He slipped and fell on the driveway.
Yeah, but that's random garden variety death.
He slipped on ice, and so, I mean, he died tragically on the driveway.
It's a dagger.
It stinks.
Yeah. I don't really think about him when I go out on the driveway, though.
Of course you don't. Because you didn't know him.
I didn't know him.
Right. How are you going to think about somebody you never even knew?
Right. That's what happened, though.
Can't care about people you don't care about.
It's been a mantra on the show for many years.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
20 Save plus. That for WSA 9.
Yes.
It's true. True.
It sounds stupid, but it's true.
Yeah, it's certainly true.
It's a good motto to live by.
All right, we're going to get into some Super Bowl prop bets. Jason wants to get into that when we come back. Solomon Wilcott's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock, too. We'll talk about the Chiefs matchup against the 49ers. Has the line moved at all?
Maybe 1.5. I can tell you what it is on my side.
I feel like I'm hearing more people lean San Francisco now.
Well, it's still 1 on my side. See, what happened initially, all the public money was on Kansas City, and then maybe it moved a little bit, but see, now all the Californians are starting to get involved, and there's a buyback, so I think it's probably going to stay at 1.
All right, so we'll get into some of that coming up next here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, so on Sunday there's a big game.
They're the biggest of the big games.
And for big games, you might want to have a big game party.
Yes.
So why not join me and Money Metal Cakes?
Yes, please do.
For a big game party at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. So join us in West Virginia at the Sportsbook.
Yep.
You hang out with us from 4 to 6. Grant and Danny will be hanging out thereafter. And you watch the big game.
You can do that.
You bet on the big game.
The bet that I will not make on the big game is the one I lost. I think I did it during last year's playoffs, and I placed this wager at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Uh-huh. I placed the will one team score on three consecutive possessions.
Right. You said no chance.
I said no chance that's going to happen.
And the course, Saints, I believe the Saints did it.
Saints did it, yeah. And they did it with the quickness. They did it like in the first, I think the first three or four possessions of the game.
Yeah. You lost that.
And the bet was just torpedoed before the first quarter was over.
Last year's total on that Rams-Patriots Super Bowl got up to 57, I believe.
It got that high. Wow.
It got really high.
Yeah.
And people were just flooding the windows with over money. Over. That's what the public does. They bet over, over, over. And obviously it wasn't even close, 13-3.
Like EB's weight room, flooded.
Flooded. Yeah.
And previously this, flooded.
This year's total is up to 55. It might get to 56 because people are still starting to bet, are still keeping the over in play.
A bunch of cakes is out there pounding the over.
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like the Mahomes props, everyone likes to bet the props on quarterbacks. All right, that's usually where they go first. Mahomes props are set at 25.5 completions. He's only had 5 games this year where he's had more than 25 completions. 38.5 pass attempts. He's only had 4 games this year where he's had more than 38 pass attempts.
I just don't know if he's going to hit those numbers. If the Niners are able to control the clock somewhat,
exactly,
because they love to run the ball, they're methodical. Like,
I'm just saying that I think you look at the unders on those particular props right there, under 25.5 and under 38.5, especially if the Niners are going to try and control the clock by running it.
I could still see Mahomes making big plays.
Yeah,
he may not have the total number of completions. It's the fact that they have long completions.
Correct.
I think Eric Bieniemy, the offense coordinator, talked about this week, and to me it seemed to be a huge exaggeration, but said that every play that they have is designed to score, which seems to be, look, when you're just having a run to the right, is that really designed to score when you're on the 25-yard line?
Well,
I guess
runs,
it's possible.
Certainly the pass is because of the speed they have.
You know, an out pattern to Travis Kelce for 10 yards, that's designed to score. I mean, I think it's an exaggeration, but point is that they have a potent offense.
Over 2 touchdown passes for Mahomes is minus 160, but you got to think you're at least pushing on that, right?
Yeah, I think he'll have 2.
So, Cakes, I think your 210 that you won, that you're going to collect, hopefully, if the ticket goes through.
Yeah, I hope it
does. I think you look at one of those Mahomes props.
And take the
under. Over 2 touchdowns?
I think the over 2 touchdowns is a good play, but you're laying a lot of juice. But those under numbers, I think you'd hit at least one of those.
Right. Is there a first quarter play? Because the Chiefs have started slow in their last couple of games.
Oh, they'll,
for whatever reason, be they've been quarter. Starting slow.
Yeah, they'll be a first quarter. They'll be everything. Anything you want to bet.
Did you guys
Demi
talk
Lovato,
about
how long is her freaking national anthem?
Somebody
be?
Had a list of like all the anthems she's done. Most of them hit the under the 2 minutes.
Who's singing it?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
She's pretty good, man. I don't particularly know her, but I just heard a smidgeon of that Oscars performance, right? Or Grammy's performance.
I heard she had to start over.
She did. Yeah, I think she kind of stumbled.
She got
she was
emotional
so nervous.
Too. Yeah,
yeah she's
but
nervous.
She's powerful singer. She's the real deal.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good
but
national
I
anthem.
I never waste my money on like those novelty
like
props.
Coin flip.
I don't
props.
Get into that.
No.
I mean, I might do cross sport props, but yeah. I usually just do a few player props, maybe a team prop. I just think that the Mahomes numbers are interesting.
Okay. What's the total number you said again for the game?
55. It's a big number.
It's pretty
that's
high.
A big number.
Seems high.
Yep. I mean,
I think
the way
I'd
the
like
Niners,
the under.
The way the Niners are going to win, if they win, is controlling the clock.
Yep.
Right.
Did you guys talk about the viral video of Kyle Shanahan last week where he told the ref right before the play that he's going to hold, the tight end's going to – did you guys see that?
I didn't.
It went viral. So it was in – who were they playing, Drabby, with that video where Kyle was there on the sideline?
NFC Championship?
It was in – I think so, yeah.
Packers.
Yeah, and he told the official, watch, 85 – what's Kittle's number?
Kittle's 85.
Yeah, he said, watch 85. He's going to go 5 yards, try to go outside, and he's not going to let him.
He's going
to
hold him.
He's going to hold him. Yeah. And then they you know, the NFL films would have it. And then he goes up there, he holds him, and then six flags, I'll call it, and he called the shot. And of course, they get the PI. And they say, like, in practice or in preparation during the week, Kyle Shanahan will say to the guys, when they go in this formation, we're going to score a touchdown, we're going to call this play. Right. And they're like, he's like 80%.
Yeah.
Like, when they go in those formations, they score touchdowns. Yeah. He's such a genius.
He really is.
Yeah.
Funny, a year ago, everybody was talking about McVay being the genius.
Yeah.
How he could remember certain plays from 2 or 3 years ago, and then they missed the playoffs.
Well, they're probably both cut from the same cloth in that way.
I mean, I think Sean McVay's offensive chops are still intact.
And both, I don't remember McVay's coaching background with his parents, but he had some sort of, you know, he was grown up to be a coach, basically.
Yeah.
His grandfather was John McVay, who was the GM of the Niners.
There you go.
But, Cake, son, take that 210 and don't walk out of the casino with the 210. You play that on one of those props or
the
team.
Yeah, it seems weird to just collect on a bet. Like, you want to press that.
What's
thing?
The overall spread right now in the game?
Just one.
One, and it's...
Depending on the book
and
you're
looking at. A two. It's
Kansas City.
Kansas City, minus one.
I mean, it's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
It is the most faded ticket I've ever seen, though.
It's very faded. I'm worried about it.
But the barcode on it's still there.
The barcode on it is barely there, but you can clearly read the bet number. I think you're going to pay me on this.
Yeah. You can read it.
It's.
I would think that happens all the time, though, because people have these scrunched up in their wallets and they don't go for months at a time and they pull them out. And then do some people get screwed because they can't read the barcode anymore?
I think if you can't read like what the bet is, then if it's illegible, probably screwed. You can still read this.
That the Bachelor contestant or the Bachelor contestant's husband, whoever it was.
They took it away.
They took the money away, the million dollars.
Well, it was in her name. I think that was also the tell, too.
I forget. She was on the Bachelor.
I think she was the contestant. Yes.
And then her husband was a gambler or boyfriend.
Right. So they maxed out entries on his name and her name. And then they mathematically figured it all out. And you're not allowed to do it.
Yep.
And I told you at the time, I think they have to pull it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's against the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though what they're doing makes sense, you're not allowed to do it by the terms and conditions. So, yeah, they pulled their $1 million prize. And the guy that finished second, now he finished in
first.
He
gets elevated to first place.
Yeah. But Jason's right, too. You know, it's hard to catch that sort of thing unless you're doing it all the time. And I think if she wasn't the Bachelor contestant, nobody would have ever looked into it. But they looked at
they put it together.
What is this chick on the Bachelor doing picking fantasy football winners? And then they saw like it was a sophisticated plan and then it crumbled.
Yeah.
That's because she was famous. Her fame killed her. Yeah. If she wasn't famous.
We'd hold on because we couldn't pull off a sophisticated plan.
Right. Well, we would struggle at sophistication.
It'd be very unsophisticated, plan it was.
Right.
I have a FanDuel account. And I use it sporadically.
Right.
And so I've actually never had to put money back in because years ago I did spots for FanDuel. Mm-hmm. But it has been dwindling.
Sure.
Because every couple of months, Dylan and I will put a team together.
It's called death by a thousand cuts, JP.
You know, you
little
grasp.
Minor cuts that add up eventually. And then you bleed out. Yeah. That's the way it generally works.
I think I might be into the teens now.
Right.
That's not much.
No, because then when you get down like $8 or $9, you're going to fire it all in on like a $9 entry, and then you're going to get felted.
Oh,
and
that's too expensive.
Then your account will be a bunch of these.
I'm like
zeros.
I'm like when EB used to be a degenerate poker player. He used to play low stakes.
Right.
Low stakes.
Like 12 tables.
$9 entry cakes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, but if you only have $9 left, what are you going to? You're going to fritter it away with a bunch of 25-cent entries?
I don't do 25-cent, but I'm a big. Proponent.
Once you get under $10, you just fire that thing in there.
You
hope for the best.
We like to do the dollar entries.
Oh, that's nubs. I've done plenty of dollar entries, but if I dip below a certain amount, it all goes in. All goes in.
And
usually none comes out.
On the flip side, the Garoppolo pass attempt prop is 29.5.
Now, under.
Now, he's had probably 7 or 8 games where he's had more than that.
Right.
But the last 4, he's been way under. And the last 2 in the playoffs, I think he's got 25 total.
Right. Yeah, didn't he have just six completions in the championship game?
So in the playoffs, he's not throwing the ball a lot, but...
But it's all about game script. If the Chiefs get out to a lead, he's going to need to pass the ball. If the Niners get out to like a 17-3 lead, they're going to sit on the ball and strangle the life out of the game, and he's not going to hit that number.
Right. Well, that's what you got to do. You got to look at the game and say, all right, how do I think the game's going to play out?
Right.
And then that's where you make your prop bets.
Yep.
If you think that they're going to get out to a lead and start running the ball and bleeding the clock, then the under 29.5 is a good bet.
I kind of liked it when I know they only did it a few times, when they just got rid of the week off, and it was championship game and then right into the Super Bowl.
Jason, is this right? Once. They say that, so I'm looking at the props on Bet Us, Bet US, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the website I use.
Yeah, who are you looking at?
So I'm looking at players to score two or more touchdowns in the game. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy G is plus 3,500 on the money line. So I put $100 on that. I'm going to win 3,500 if Jimmy G throws two touchdowns.
No, they don't. Scores. They don't include passing.
No, he would have to rush.
He has to run it in.
Okay. That's why.
Because I was like, whoa, that's a joke. We're gonna empty the account.
Right. No.
That's
why
it's so elevated.
He has to be rushing touchdowns.
He would have to actually score
receiving.
The touchdown.
Yeah, or a receiving touchdown.
Oh, because I was getting sized.
Yeah, you're getting all horny over there.
He gets so many receptions.
Right.
Jimmy G's total rushing yards is 4.5. Now, he never rushes.
Right.
Get it. But
it just takes one.
Isn't it worth a flyer?
But if he just gets flushed out of the pocket and...
and just gets five.
He's running for his life. Yeah. Just get 5 yards.
I mean, I looked at that too, but...
But does the...
He probably won't.
And in those cases, do sacks count against him?
No. Mm-mm.
So how just many, needs to get 5 measly yards.
Yep.
How many touchdowns does Jimmy Garoppolo have, like, on the 1 yard line? Does he get any of those?
Oh, no. Those all go to a guy named Raheem Mostert or Jeff Wilson or Tevin Coleman.
Is Kittle a guarantee for a touchdown?
No.
No. He's been pretty quiet in the postseason, but I think he's going to have a good game. I think they're going to throw it a little bit more than you think. Because I think the Chiefs actually get out to a lead, you know, 7-10, whatever. 13. I think that the Niners are going to have to throw the ball to get back in the game.
Total touchdown passes, 1 plus 210, 210.
I'd have a lot more interest if I was still in that players pool, but it's between Drab and Awad, right?
I have no idea.
Whoever's going to win that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've forgotten about it already.
Jason teased me.
Yeah,
like
I teased you. I botched it. I didn't look at Awad's numbers.
Terrible math.
I just assumed he was a loser, but he's actually in play.
Hey, Valdez, what about this? So they have yardage distributions here. So if Jimmy G throws between 281 and 300, you get plus 750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why don't we like do three of them? Like, why don't we do 260 to 280? That plays plus 60. Why don't we do 280 to 300? That pays plus 750. And let's do 300 to 320. That plays plus 1,000. So we got 300 in.
What's the minimum?
And 260 to 320 in that range. That's a good range,
you'll
right?
You'll be salty if he throws for 259.
Here's the bet. Yeah, here's where we pool all of our money. Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? Yes, plus 1,000.
No.
No, minus 2,500.
You mean in the halftime show or something?
Yes.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Right. Yeah,
so
but you've got two people now. You've got
we
Shakira
pool all
and
the money
J-Lo,
and we put it on
scared
no.
scared the crap out of everybody on that one. What is it?
Minus 2,500.
It's not even worth it.
It's such a lot.
Why don't we?
Hey, let's each put in 2,500. Let's just tell our wives.
Let's all put in 25,000.
What, to win, what, 700?
Yeah, if we put in 20.
There's no chance there's going to be a wardrobe malfunction.
So it's 2,500 to win 100?
Yeah.
It's probably capped at like $50.
It might be.
At Bodog used to do that.
Hey, do you know what a little nugget I saw yesterday during media day?
Yeah.
Is Andy Reid was on the podium.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Had red Gatorade. Next to him.
Right. So what color is the Gatorade? That's all you love, the colored Gatorade.
So if you want to bet the color of the Gatorade,
the Chiefs are wearing their red jerseys.
Red's at 2.5. 2.5 to 1. I think that's a little juicy.
I can't bet on it.
Although you feel like you have it.
Huh?
He hit it last year.
And what was your angle last year?
I think it. I'm not exactly sure.
He watched the championship.
Oh, yeah. You watched the championship games.
To see the color?
You see the color. You scout it out.
Well, can we find out what the color was in the last championship game?
Sure, we can. We can go on YouTube.
You're just doing this based on media day.
Well, I think that's a big tell. Yeah, big tell.
Yeah,
and plus you get 2 for 1 because you get the red from San Francisco and the red from Kansas
City.
Right
now, this color is at plus 1,400.
Purple.
Purple's at plus 1,400.
See, if it was me and my team, we'd have purple.
Really? Clear.
I'm a grape guy.
Clear / water plus 300.
I'm a frost guy, the light blue.
JP, your first quarter number is a pick 'em and 10. So you're, if you think there's going to be some points scored, 10's your total in the first quarter. I actually like that.
I think I might have to go over the 10 in the first
quarter. I think you maybe at worst you push there, but I think that's a good bet.
You better bring some money to play around with at Hollywood Casino.
Splash it around a little bit.
You should do the squares. Have Valdez out there. He can organize the squares for everybody.
I'm sure they're going to have plenty of bets.
Do they do that at the casino? Do they have their own squares thing where everybody could just get in?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Like, do casinos do that?
We'll
like
report back to you. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
We can contact Barry Sanders. He's all about the squares.
He is. He loves pimping it.
Yeah, true. Rocket Mortgage is kind of just giving away money. Unbelievable. All right, what do NBA champ Quinn Cook, Jaren Jackson, former Maryland great Melo Trimble all have in common? They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more. They instill confidence. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ. They've got competitions, contests, guest speakers, and 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. You can register today at CoachWooten.com. Wooten spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. CoachWooten.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we were just talking about some of the Super Bowl prop bets. We're going to get into the Super Bowl matchup with Solomon Wilcots, Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, host and analyst for Pro Football Focus.
Good.
So we'll be joined by Solomon Wilcots at 8 o'clock. Then Alan May on the Caps at 8:20. They were back in action last night. Got a 4-2 win. Braden Holtby played well.
Played nice. Very well. 31 saves.
Need to get him back on track.
By the way, Caps' second half schedule is the second easiest in hockey.
Love it.
And they did that last night without Ovi, right? Because he had to sit that one out.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch the game, but I saw, like, via social media, somebody said that he had for dinner chips. And like
chips?
They had chips.
Okay.
And I forget what else it was. It was like chips and popcorn or something.
That's what
was all he was sitting
That's
eating.
What Ovi had?
I mean, I don't know if that was his dinner, if he was just snacking. It was just one tweet.
I looks to me like Ovi eats pretty well. Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not really concerned about Ovi.
I'm sure maybe he ate afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was snacking.
So he's steakhouse.
Right.
So we'll talk to Alan May about the second half of the season. We've talked to him the last couple weeks. Trade deadline's coming up, what they might do.
Then we'll talk to Wilbon in 9:20.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Talk about Kobe.
But Andy Hughes from WSA 9 is with
now
us.
Now let's make it awkward.
And she's
this is going to be awkward.
Joining us in the studio, she's here with a crew of like 500 people.
Yeah.
To cover the Junkies for a piece on WSA 9, which was scheduled to air before the Super Bowl, but now it's going to be on next week because everybody here has the flu.
Yeah. We'll see.
They're brave enough to join us in the studio, and she told us a couple breaks ago that she wanted us to do a promo.
And here's the thing. The promo's awkward. Dude, we've done this enough to know that this stinks, so we're like, let's just do it on air.
Thanks for bringing your best attitude.
Well, no, because... It's like, hey, we're at EB. We're
this
the
is
junkies.
Just not us.
It's fake and it's not good, but I understand right. TV's different.
Yep.
So tell us what you want and we'll try to work
it's
with
it. It's not what I want.
By the way, in the history of the Junkies, this just reminds me of is you're complaining.
Hey,
what was
I've
the one
seen
where
some
we...
early promo shots of you guys.
Oh, yeah. We've done bad
what
promos.
What was the one where we like kind of dress up like the Wiggles?
Oh,
we did that with Masson.
For Masson. I'll never forget it.
We've done horrible things.
We went to like a warehouse. We all
that was way up in Baltimore, like north of Baltimore.
And it never ended.
We
it's
did
still
a promo
happening.
Shoot for the Washington Post where Jason was giving me a wedgie.
Yeah,
I mean, we've done the worst, the cheesiest stuff.
Why would you agree to that?
Because we're dumb.
Because we're young, dumb, and naive.
And we also just want to, we want you to be happy and to be done with
we're
it.
We're just hooking you.
All right, how about I give you the lines, and then we can build on it and make it your own. Does that work?
Ooh, I like
because first of all, it what? Says, well, it's going to lurch. We need you to say, I'm Jason.
All right. Well, that's what I'm going to say.
Right.
That's what you want me to say.
You to say, I'm the papa.
How about Bish Bucks?
Okay. And then
so you're working here.
So we're going to go down the line.
See, this is cheesy. This is why.
You can say I'm Bic or EB.
Right.
He's not going to say Bic. No one calls him Bic anymore.
EB is my on your bowling friends, ball.
Like isn't somebody Frasers. Supposed to be Joe?
Yes.
Can I be Joe?
I don't know where that came from. But we're going to go down the line. You each say your name. Whatever you're comfortable with.
But you
with.
Understand how and terrible
then,
this is.
And then in unison you say... And we're the sports junkies.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Drabby,
that
see?
Part.
This is why we said we have to do it on air.
That part stinks.
This is the kind of stuff you have stinks. To do. Huh?
Why does your producer want us to say that?
They want to run this as a promo.
Yeah.
Who wrote the script?
The marketing department. Shout out to Shelly Shell.
Shelly
right, Shell. We'll give it a try, and then maybe we'll just do
something
else.
And then they
else.
Can edit it. They right, can yeah. do some clever
let's,
editing.
Let's all do right. a rehearsal. Okay, ready? Countdown. 3, 2.
Hold on, wait. What's the order?
What's the order?
Yeah,
we need
whatever
order.
You guys want.
Without order, there's chaos.
This way or that way.
Are you going to say something?
Start with I'm Jason.
All right,
and then John Cakes. It says I'm John. Yeah. You're not yet.
John.
And then
just say that. Just say I'm John.
I'm John.
Huh?
Boring. Yeah, you got to look at the camera.
Yeah, you got to look at the camera because this is television.
Are you going to intro us or anything or no?
I'll count you all down. Right. I'll say 3, 2.
Look at her. All right. We've got a couple
but
camera people in here.
Here's what the original line says. I'm Jason. I'm radio Johnny. Somewhere. I'm Joe.
John.
I'm
Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny. Here's Johnny.
That's over at Channel 9.
This is hilarious.
Why don't we just say what they want us to say?
Yeah, I'm Johnny.
You call Johnny, you're Joe.
All right, can
Joe.
We just do
no one cares about the names.
No, I'm not doing that because you need
I'm
branding.
I'm tearing up. All right.
I'm Cakes. I can't go off the branding.
Look to the camera.
I'm hurting.
I'm bald.
I
have a banged up thumb.
Who goes first? You want me to go for huh?
We just went
around
through
like
this.
That?
I thought it was starting with Jason.
I'm Jason.
That's weird
I'm
to start
Johnny.
In the middle.
I'm Joe. John. And I'm Eric.
All right.
Joe.
All right. All right. Ready? 3, 2, go.
I'm Jason.
That's you next. I thought it was going to you. Hey, we need
Johnny.
Multiple takes. All right. Johnny second.
See?
All right. Johnny second.
I thought it was going to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Go ahead, Kate.
Three, two.
I'm Bish Buck.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And where's the sports junkies?
We're all sick.
You guys suck. You guys are awful.
I told you.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Right, you know what? That was a dry run. Let's do it again.
No, right, we're going to say the sports junkies. Say we're the junkies.
This is the junkies.
I'm loving this because now everyone gets to see what you guys are like cutting lines after the show.
I told you. Remember I told you driving in that we're not talented?
Yeah,
I told
well, now true. I believe it.
All right, so
why don't
you just meet us at Circa?
I know. Just skip all this, right? All right, let's do it one more time.
So we're
ready?
Dropping the sports, correct?
Yeah, we're just going to say we're the junkies.
Right, so good. Honestly,
and you're still second.
Yes,
Kate.
I got it.
Annie, do you want me to give my real name or a nickname?
I want you to do what you feel comfortable with.
I don't. Honestly, I don't care.
Okay, do your nickname.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, ready? All right, 3, 2, go.
I'm Bish Bucks.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And we're the junkies.
They have one of the top. Oh, my. Guys,
what did I do?
Just let it go.
Let what go?
I got to say my line.
Yeah. She's got to do her. You stepped
she's
on
doing her line.
Okay. All right, take three.
Cakes,
right.
Cakes has the giggles.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I can do this.
All right, ready?
He's going to say I'm sick.
All right. Here we
three,
go.
3, 2, boom.
I'm Bish Bucks.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And we're the junkies.
They have one of the top rated shows in the DMV. Why they have universal appeal.
Good enough.
Might be a keeper.
Good enough.
It's not going to get any better.
No, it's certainly not going to get better.
Did Andy look at the wrong camera?
Who keeps saying?
Hey,
who keeps saying sports junkies?
Not me. Hey, I said the junkies.
I think I did.
Hold on.
All right, we'll do it one more time.
She wanted to be
no, she said
God.
The junkies.
Oh my gosh! Can you believe it? We have another version to shoot.
Oh.
This could
hold
take
on,
us
but you looked at the wrong camera. Do you
I
have to
know.
Do it again?
And I spoke into a poll earlier.
Yeah.
My finest moments exposed on the junkies. All right, here we go. Ready?
Ready one more time.
Oh, we're doing the same one.
Do it again.
I looked into the wrong.
Do it live.
All right.
All right, ready?
Sit up and look good.
3, 2, this is so dumb. Go.
I'm Bish Bucks.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And we're the Junkies.
They have one of the top-rated shows in the DMV. Oh, I should have said radio.
Andy flopped it. She flopped it.
We've got to have
radio. I want to say one of the top radio shows in the DMV.
I'll say the top radio show.
All right, last time. This is your last shot.
Is that accurate?
Who cares?
All right.
Yes.
Ready? 3, 2, this is dumb. Go.
What's up? I'm Bish Bucks.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And we're the Junkies.
They have the top rated radio show in the DMV. Why they have universal appeal.
Yay.
It's LA.
Woohoo.
Everybody's
sick. Did that look okay? And I looked into the wrong
and
camera.
What is the answer, Andy?
We'll make that work. Is that good? Everybody happy? What about the other one? We'll have to do
like
the other
one. They like to have different versions.
Oh, my God.
Let's do one more for her, but be a little more animated.
What?
I'm not
kidding
you.
Just take a clip of
the show? I wish I was joking, but I'm not. They like to have different versions to work with, okay? All right. So I need a little more enthusiasm, a little more.
You need also emote.
Think about it. This is going to be a pop in like a pro. You know what I mean?
It's going to be embarrassing.
Out of a football.
We don't want a promo.
Well, we don't care what you think right now, but let's give her a version two of same one.
Same one?
Yeah.
Just more animated.
Yeah, more animated.
Oh, you want to do that again?
Because it's going to be a pop in like a program, a football
pop,
game.
EB.
You know?
All I said is EB and the Junkies.
I'll give my first name.
EB, do a breakdance move.
No. All right, ready?
I don't know what else to do.
It's going to be the exact same. All right, ready?
Can you pop by saying Jason?
All right, I'll say Jason.
All right, ready? 3, 2, go.
I'm Jason.
And I'm your boy, Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB. And we're the Junkies.
See, this is
forgot that
gotta
part.
Gotta be quicker, okay? So as
well,
soon
Cakes
as...
Andy's a slave driver.
As soon as you say, and I'm EB, we're the sports junkies.
No, we're the Junkies. We're not saying
okay,
sports.
We're
or
the
you
Junkies.
You can jump in and say, and they're the Junkies.
All right,
oh,
fine.
Look at that.
Yeah, you know what? That's better.
And they're the Junkies, and...
Do you want to try that? Do you want to try that?
Yeah, I like that.
Because we sound so dumb going, we're the Junkies. Are you ready? You can do that. Can you
I like
roll
you guys
with that?
Saying
yeah,
it. Huh? I like you guys saying it.
Because it's cheesy.
Yeah.
I know.
No, you guys say it. Stick to the original. Yeah. I don't want Shelly upset with us.
TV
I don't want
people.
Shelly upset with us.
TV people got to work on the script.
Insider.
All right, ready?
All right, here we go. Here we go. 3, 2.
What's up? I'm Jason.
I'm Cakes.
I'm JP.
I'm EB.
And we're the Junkies.
They have the top radio show in the DMV. Why they have universal appeal?
All right. Is that good enough?
I would have stopped after one take.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, now she... Okay,
why
here's...
do they have universal appeal?
I don't know. I don't think we do.
We don't.
Yeah.
Why the DMV gets sized?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Version two. Version two. Here we go.
Sorry. Another this version?
Is, this we got to knock now, this one out because it's got a break coming up.
Yeah, this is a shorter one. You guys say, we are the sports junkies.
And you're kidding, right?
And that's
no,
it.
I'm not kidding you. And then I have to say, sports fans, non-sports fans, men, women, why everyone loves them.
So are we keeping sports this time or not?
Look, can we just say we're the Junkies?
Fine.
All right, ready?
Sorry, Shelly. They're being difficult.
All right, ready? We're going to say we're the Junkies, and then we'll never
if
do
we were
this again.
Paid for it, we'd say whatever you want.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go 3, 2, pause. We're the Junkies. It's the cheesiest thing ever.
We're just doing
she
junkies,
do her
right.
line. Right. Okay, ready? 3, 2.
We're the Junkies.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say
what do you think?
I thought we were doing the names, too.
All right, ready? No, we're not. Ready?
Say the one.
Oh, my gosh. Right, this is hilarious.
Ready? Three,
one, no
3, 2. We're the Junkies.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, my gosh.
You said you're going to say 3, 2, 1. You went 3, 2. We're the Junkies.
I mean, can you, the isn't one. That how can they we, do it? Like on TV
on
and stuff?
TV,
like a stage director. So I say the one. All right, ready? 3, 2.
We're the
do the one.
Do the one.
All right,
I'll do the one.
I'm just going to mouth it. I don't
Jesus.
Wow.
How did they make it
ready?
In life this far?
3, 2, 1.
We're the Junkies.
Sports fans, non-sports fans, men, women, why everyone loves the sports junkies.
Perfect.
Thank you, Andy.
Wilcox
is going to join us.
God, that's over.
We're going to talk some Super Bowl right here on the Junkies.
Wait, we got to do first.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.